Take one of these. Hold on, I do. Thank you. Yeah, thanks. Oh. Okay. So the Gemara at the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis brought a machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim as to how many dayanim one needs to be done dinei maminis. We know our Mishnah began dinei maminis b'shloisha, but Rebbe's opinion is b'chamisha. Kadesha yigmar din. I'm sorry, b'chamisha. Kadesha yigmar din b'shloisha. But Rebbe's opinion is that you need five dayanim for dinei maminis. Where does he get this position from? So Gemara says it's because he understood the psukim with regards to dayanim in the following way. The pasuk says, "Asher yarshiun Elohim," the one who is found guilty by the Elohim. But yarshiun is belashin rabim. That implies more than one. So that seems to define Elohim for Rebbe as more than one. That's two. And we know the pasuk says two times Elohim. V'nikrav balabayis Eloh Elohim. So you have two plus two, and ain based in shako. We don't want to have an even based in, because we're going to have to adjudicate based on the roiv dayanim. We don't need a unanimous decision, but we're going to have to. So therefore, we're going to have an odd number of dayanim. So therefore, he has masif and olay and oid echad. We have a fifth dayan. That's where Rebbe gets five dayanim, because he learns the pasuk asher yarshi un Elohim b'loshen rabim. Elohim must be two dayanim. The pasuk says Elohim twice. That tells us four dayanim, the fifth dayan is in order to break the tie. The Chachamim disagree, and they say that the pasuk asher yarshiun is written chaser without a vav. In order to be pronounced yarshiun, it would have to have really a vav there. But there is no vav in the Chumash, it's written chaser. So that's like yarshiin. I don't even know how it would be pronounced. But it implies that it's singular, it's not Lashon Rabbim. So they adopt what is the way that the pasuk is written, meaning a pronunciation that follows the way that it's written, not the way we have a mesaira to pronounce it. We have a mesaira to pronounce it, yarshiun. And that's what Rebbe follows in deciding how many dayanim one has to have. They follow the pronunciation that's dictated by the way that it's actually spelled in the Chumash, our mesaira about how to spell it. And the way that the pronunciation should be dictated based on that spelling, which is singular, b'lashon yochid, and therefore they say Elohim is only one. It says again, Elohim, again, that's two. Ain based in shaka, we can't have an even based in, we'll never be able to break the tie, so therefore we add a third dayan. After the Rabbanon arrive at three dayanim, and Rebbe arrives at five dayanim. So the Gemara on Daf Daled Amud Aleph gets involved that this whole issue, the root machlekes between Rebbe and the Chachamim, is really not really about dinei maminis, but it's really about how we should darshim sukim. When we're understanding the pasuk, should we give preference to yesh aim lemikre, to the way that it is written, meaning the pronunciation that derives or that emerges from the way that we have a mesara to spell the word in the Chumash? So if it's spelled chaser, we should follow the way, when we're darshim the pasuk, give preference to the way that it's spelled. Or no, when we're darshaning psukim, we should give preference to the way that we have a mesaira to pronounce it. Even though it's spelled in the Chumash one way, and the pronunciation should have been something else, we know how it's supposed to be pronounced. How do we know that? Based on a mesaira. So yesh aim lemesairas, that we give preference to the way that we have a mesaira to pronounce it. And Rebbe's opinion is yesh aim lemesairas. We know yarshiun is pronounced b'loshen rabim. So even though it doesn't, the spelling doesn't correspond to that pronunciation, Rebbe follows Yesh Eim LeMesairis, the way we have a Mesairis to pronounce it. And the Rabbanan adopt the position that Yesh Eim LeMikre, that no, when we're darshaning psukim, even though they agree it's pronounced Yarshiun, but they think that we should give preference to the way that it is, the way that it is written, and the pronunciation that emerges from that. Okay, that's the machlekes between the Rebbe and the Chachamim about Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMesairis, and the Gemara of Daled Amud Aleph goes on to list numerous Tanoim who subscribe to Rebbe's opinion, the Yesh Eim LeMikra, right? That we follow the way that it is spelled in the Chumash. Kuhu Sviruhu Yesh Eim LeMikra. Writes Tosis over here on Daled Amud Aleph, Divrei Masko Kuhu. Tosis notes that even though the Gemara compiles a list of Tanoim that subscribe to the position Yesh Eim LeMikra, that they follow the way that the pasuk is written, not the way that we have a mesara to pronounce it, we find Tanoim jumping the fence. that in other places they're following the Masorah. They're following the way that it's pronounced, not the way that it's written. And we find Tanaim who normally follow the way that it's written, the way that it's pronounced, the Yeshem LeMasorah, is jumping over the fence to Yeshem LeMikra. They're darshaning psukim based on the way that the pasuk is written in the Chumash, even though it's not pronounced that way. When you have the Kri and the Ksiv, sometimes they're following the Kri, the way that it's read, sometimes they're following the Ksiv, the way that it's written, back and forth, and there's numerous Kri and Ksivs in the Chumash. So Taisus writes over here, this is his thesis, maybe seven lines down in Taisus, second word on the line is Venira. Says Taisus, Venira de Davka Hocha, Shemikra Umisaris Machshi Adodi. Taisus says, it's only over here that you have to pick a team, because you can't, the two cannot coexist. Either it's two Dayanim or it's one Dayan. What does Elohim mean? Two or one? It can't be both. So you got to pick a team. Islehu Yeshem LeMikra. That's when these Tanoim strictly adhere to the position of Yeshem LeMikra. But where there is no contradiction between the two, meaning the two can coexist, you could dash in one thing from the Kri, one thing from the Ksiv. So then, there could be a legitimacy to both. Then we can, in fact, darshan both. And Taisus brings a proof to this. If you skip a little down from a Gemara we're familiar with, some of the examples were not so are not in our regular wheelhouse. But if you look down at the Gemara Pesachim Lamevavim at Aleph, he quotes the Gemara in Pesachim where Bekiva darshans the pasuk that it says by eating matzah. In Parashas Re'eh, the pasuk describes matzah as lechem oini. It's pronounced oini. It's written oni. Aleph nun yud without the vav. Pronounced oini though with an o sound. So Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva darshins and Akamar Pesachim both the Kri and the Ksiv. We know we darshin lechem oni. Ma oni darko beprusa af matzah beprusa. The matzah that we eat at the Leil HaSeder after we do yachatz is a broken matzah. Because just like an oni eats broken bread, so too we use broken bread for matzah. And we also darshim lechem oini. Lechem she'oinim alav dvarim harbe. The bread of conversation that the lechem is supposed to be revealed during most of Maggid. There are times that we cover it over, but for the most part, the matzah is open during Maggid because it's supposed to be the bread that inspires the conversation of Maggid. That's Oinim Alav Dvarim Harbe. That's based on the Kri. The Ksiv is Ani. So that's Ma'ani Beprusa Afkan Beprusa. Just like a poor man eats half a loaf, so do we eat half a loaf. Okay, but he's darshaning both. How can Rebbe Kiva? Rebbe Kiva is one of the Tanoim. We're going to get to at the bottom of the Yomud, who darshins that, who follows the Mikra. And here he's darshaning both. Says Tosfos, there's no contradiction. You can have your poor man's bread. You can have it be the bread of conversation. These are not mutually exclusive. Good, gesinta, hey, darshan both. Have a good time. That's what Tosfos says. Okay, that's Tosfos' rule. We understand this, Rabbi Stein?
It works better.
Yeah. The only time you got to pick a team, Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMisayres, is if the two can't coexist. It's two Dayanim or one Dayanim. You got to pick one. Which do you give preference to? Our case, they cannot coexist. That's why Rabbi Kiva picks a team.
And Mikra wins over Masorah.
That's Rabbi Kiva's position. Others Paskin, Yeshem LeMisayres. Paskin. Others feel Yeshem LeMisayres. But Rabbi said, I don't have a hard time understanding Tosfos' answer. Why? For the following reason. Are the Mikra and the Masorah both true? Are they both MS?
Yeah.
Yes. That's why if they're mutually exclusive, they're not mutually exclusive. I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah. If they can both coexist, darshan both. If that's the case, how could we not darshan both all the time? Minimum manafshach. If only one is true, when they're in contradiction, you got to pick a team. Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMisayres, which one wins out? And we're only going to dash in the Mikra, or we're only going to dash in the Messiahs. That sounds like that's the only one that's true. Well then you can't dash in both when they're not in conflict, when they are not mutually exclusive. But if that's the case, but if we're going to dash in both, and again, if they're going to dash in both when they can coexist, how come when they contradict each other, we can't dash in both? Either, meaning, Mimanavshach, we have to decide, are both true? If both are true, how do we choose Yeshem LeMikra over Yeshem LeMisayres?
Contradicted.
Yes. So why did you choose Yeshem LeMikra? That's more MS than Yeshem LeMisayres? Meaning, If you're going to pick one, you pick Mikra. That's the real truth. Mesiras, hey, you have no other thing. But if they're both true, then come on. Then they're both true. You can't then say, oh, when they're in conflict, the Mikra is the real one. Well, if the Mikra is the real one, then how do you dash them both when they can't coexist? This relationship needs to be understood. How can they both coexist? Well, you know, if they don't contradict each other, good, isn't they dash them both? And if not, if they contradict each other, oh, we'll pick the real one. Well, I wouldn't even pick the real one. What is Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMesiras all about? Is this the real one, or are they both true? And if they're both true, why do we pick the Mikra over the Mesiras? You hear my question? It's a similar problem. You have a question? We'll understand it. There's a similar problem. The Rishayim have a similar problem. The Gemara Bava Metzia. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, in Perek Elu Metzius, and Daf Lamed Alpha Mebeis, Havei Tavitenu. I believe a pasuk also in Parashas Rei. No? Havei Tavitenu, with regards to the mitzvah of tzedakah, that if the pasuk says, if he'll take money from you as a gift, you should give it as a gift. Ki pasach tiftach es yadcha. But even if he won't take it as a gift, he's very proud. He says, I'll take a loan. So Havei Tavitenu, you should give him a loan. It's a mitzvah to give a loan. Says the Gemara, but it's a double lashon. Havei Tavitenu. What does it mean, a double lashon? You shall surely give. Okay, it's a bolded. But I only know if he doesn't have money and he doesn't want to go. He has no money. Meaning he has no possibility of getting a job, let's say. Ainlo means he has no possibility of getting a job. He doesn't want to earn a parnas on his own. You should give him a loan. What about Yeshloi? Let's say a guy has the possibility, you know, he has the opportunity to go work. Ve'ena rightless parnas. He says, I don't want to. I'd rather be a poor guy. We used to have a guy who sat over here on the bench. Every 10 years, they did an expose on him. I don't know if he's still here. I haven't pay attention anymore. But every 5 years, the commentator would do an expose. They'd follow him around town and see what he spends the money on. The guy's mom is making, you know, heavy money over here. So why go to work? He said to them, why should I go to work? He sits over here on the bench. He's talking money. He has no money. Bashir Husham, he has no money. But he could go out and do something else. But why should he? He's sitting over here on the bench. It's an old joke like that. You know, a guy's walking down the street. And a schnurrer comes over to him. He asks him for money. The guy says, he said, I don't have. He says, what's wrong with you? Go get a job. That's what the schnurrer says to the guy. He says, you have no money on you. Go get a job. Anyway, so this guy's over here. He doesn't have any money, but he doesn't want to earn money. Yeshlo, he has an opportunity to earn a parnasa. There ain't a right to this panis. He's a poor man, though. Where he is now, he's a poor man. How do you know you have to give him a loan? Minayin tamaloy, martavi tenu, mikol maka, and that's the double loshen. That's why it says, havei tavi tenu, whether he can earn or he can't earn a parnasa, or even if he can. If lamaisa, he's poor, there's a mitzvah of tzedakah. That's the opinion of the Rabbana. V'Rab Shimon, but Reb Shimon says, no, da'amar yeshloi, ve'ein arayt zelis parnes, he has an opportunity to earn a parnasa. This is how we paskin, by the way. He could go earn his own job. Ein arayt zelis parnes. He's a lazy guy. He doesn't want to. Ein is kakin lo. There's no mitzvah of tzedakah. No mitzvah of tzedakah. Doesn't exist. He can go earn his own parnasa, go earn your own parnasa. Ooh, what's the double lashon then? Haveit. That's the mitzvah of tzedakah. Push it. The guy doesn't want to accept. He's too proud. Give him a loan. Let's say the guy could earn his own. There is no mitzvah to help him out. What's the double lashon then? Tavitenu says, Reb Shimon dibra Torah kilshayin b'nei adam. The Torah speaks like we speak. We sometimes speak in double lashon. We don't mean you should be darshaning different things from what I say. No, we sometimes repeat things for emphasis. So too, the Torah repeats things for emphasis. You shall surely give him. Really do it. A little word of chizuk. Fine. Dibra Torah Kolashim B'nei Adam. So machlekes, do you dash and kefil l'shaynes in the Gemara? So machlekes in the Gemara over there in Perikel Metzias. Dibra Torah Kolashim B'nei Adam. Oloi Dibra Torah Kolashim B'nei Adam. When the Torah is a kefil l'shaynes, do we strike that up to the fact? Sometimes the Torah speaks the way we speak, and we sometimes repeat things in order to make a point of emphasis. Or no, loy dibra Torah kolshayim b'nei adam. The Torah does not repeat words for emphasis like we do. The Torah means everything it says in terms of for drasha. And if it's superfluous, it's not just for emphasis. It's coming to teach us something. Loy dibra Torah kolshayim b'nei adam. Can you darsh and kefil l'shaynes or not? That's machlokes in the Gemara. Dibra Torah kolshayim b'nei adam or not? The Gemara only has this concept of Dibra Torah Kalshon B'nei Adam. Does the Torah speak in the language of B'nei Adam with regards to darshaning double languages? Kefil L'shainas. The Rambam takes this concept and expands it much further. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, where is it? In Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis. That's why sometimes the Torah uses anthropomorphism. The Torah describes the Kodesh Baruch Hu in human terms. He got angry. There's smoke coming out of his nose. The Rambam says if you believe that literally, you're not Bikiris. Kodesh Baruch Hu does not have human characteristics. There were some Rishonim who took it literally and attributed human characteristics to Ribbono Shel Olam. Some Rishonim may be held like that. And the Ravid says, even if you do, he thinks it's wrong, but you're not Bikiris. The Rambam says, if you believe that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has human characteristics, he has an outstretched, a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, you're not Bikiris. Why does the Torah use this misleading language? Dibra Torah, Kalshayim B'nei Adam. That's what the Rambam says. So we should be able to understand the concept and put it in human terms. But it does not mean that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, has human characteristics. So that's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is talking about, does the Torah speak the way we speak in terms of Darshan and Kefil L'Shainis? The Rambam took that and expanded it further. Rav Hirsch in his writings takes and expands it even further, perhaps in dealing with science and Torah and the resolving contradictions. But perhaps apparent contradictions. Anyway, but this concept has been expanded, but where it appears in the Gemara is only with regards to Kefil L'Shainis. So ask Tosfos and Bar Metzia a similar question to here. As Torah says, Darish Nami Rav Shimon Aser Ta'aser. Rav Shimon over there says, you cannot darshan a kefil loshen, dibra Torah Kalshayim B'nei Adam. The Torah says things twice for point of emphasis. If that's the case, the dibra Torah Kalshayim B'nei Adam, you can't darshan kefil loshenes, but we call Rav Shimon in an inconsistency. He darshans Aser Ta'aser. Eis kol tevuaz arecha yotzei asod l'shana shana. You should certainly separate Meiser, Echad Meiser Dogen, Echad Meiser Behema. It's coming to make the connection between Meiser Dogen and Meiser Behema. Meiser from produce, that's Dogen, wheat, and Meiser Behema. One-tenth of the animals that are born that year, you have to separate for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Kohen. So Rav Shimon over here is Darshan and Kefil L'Shainis. What's the connection between the two? That for Rosh Hashanah for both of them is Tishrei. Okay, that's the cutoff. The April 15th for Meiser Dagan and Meiser Behema is Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Hashanah, first of Tishrei. That's when you start new accounting for Meiser. So Rav Shimon over here is Darshan and Kefil L'Shainis. In our Gemara Bamitzi says no, you can't. Dibra Torah Kalshayim B'nei Adam. And here he is. We caught him. He's Darshan double L'Shainis. Says Taisus V'yesh Loimar the Davka Hocha Bahani Trei Kroy. Only above Metzia by Havei Tavitenu. You want to come and include the lazy Ani? No. He could go get a job. Says of Shimon there we don't dash and kefil l'shainus. Why? The Davka Hocha Bahani Trei Kroy. I mean a Dibur Shoyer Kolshon B'nei Adam. Here we have no choice but to say Dibur Tov Kolshon B'nei Adam. Mishum demuchachi kroy desid de machzeroy. The pasuk said, pasuk contradicts your drasha, because the pasuk says de machzeroy. What should you provide the ani with? That which he is missing. Rav Shimon says he holds this guy's not missing anything. He's got everything. He's missing perhaps motivation, but he's not missing anything material. So I don't have to provide him with material goods. Maybe I should give him mussish moves, but I don't have to provide him with material goods. He has the opportunity to earn his own. So if Shimon holds, when the drasha you want to make from the second lashon contradicts the pshuto shel mikra, contradicts over here deimach sero, then you can't dash in kefil l'shainis. When can you? It doesn't contradict anything. Aser to aser. Echa ma'aser dogen, echa ma'aser behema. Gu geik is in the hate. Dash in your pasuk. When can you not do it? When can you not do a darshan kefil l'shainis if it's going to contradict the pasuk? Why then is there a double lashon? Dibra Torah Kalshayim B'nei Adam. The Torah speaks like we do, and sometimes uses a double lashon as a point of emphasis. Okay, similar to us. When there's a contradiction, you can't darshan it. When there's no contradiction, it can be darshaned. You hear? Similar to our case, by the aim l'mikra, aim l'mesayra. Says our Tosfos, when the mikra and the mesayra contradict each other, you can't darshan both. You got to pick a team. One is right, one is wrong. Yet, when there's no contradiction, you can darshan away. You can darshan both. So, to over here, says Tarsus. You want to darshan a double lashon? Rav Shimon holds, yes, you can do that. When can you not do it if it contradicts the pasuk? Why then is there a double lashon? Dibur Torah kasham and Yazma Torah sometimes speaks like we do in human terms, in order to emphasize a point. So on that Tarsus in Bar Mitzia, the Mizrahi, Rabbi Akiva Eger, on the side of the Gemara in the Gilyan Ashas, quotes from the Mizrahi in his commentary on Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, who asks this question. Why is this over there in Parshas Lech Lecha? Because Rashi darshins, if you might remember from Parshas Lech Lecha, which is a double lashon, Rashi darshins the second Lecha. What does anybody remember? What's Lech Lecha? Anybody remember from Shai Mikra? Lech Lecha, Lehana Oscha, Letoivoscha. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu to go down to Eretz Yisrael for your own good, for your own benefit, Lahagdil Shemecha, because your name will get greater by traveling. Of exposure. So Ramban says, Rashi, you can't darshan that. Torah speaks all the time that way, Lech Lecha. The Ramban quotes numerous examples where the Torah uses a double lashon and Rashi doesn't comment at all. Lech Lecha. He says, the Torah uses speaks like that all the time. Don't stup in Lana Oscha or Tavoscha. So Ramban pounces on Rashi. He says, you can't darshan this Lech Lecha. Torah does it all the time. So Mizrahi over there asked, when can we darshan Kefil Lashon? He says, I don't understand. If the Torah speaks the way we do, and sometimes uses a double lashon for emphasis, you can never darshan a second word. And if a repetition, Torah is doing it for emphasis. And if the Torah is light, the Torah Kalashayim B'nai Adam, then you have to darshan every Kefil Lashon. How can you say, when there is something to darshan, I'll darshan? When there's nothing to be darshan, Dibur Torah Kol Shem B'nai Adam. I don't understand. If Dibur Torah Kol Shem B'nai Adam, always Dibur Torah Kol Shem B'nai Adam, you can never darshan. If Loi Dibur Torah Kol Shem B'nai Adam, you have to darshan every time. Similar question to what we asked on the Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMisayras. Okay, so I believe that the Mizrahi's teretz for the Kefil Lashonis will help us for our sugi as well. Okay, writes the Mizrahi over there. Ela Al Korchenu, second line. Few words in. Dehecha de'ika le'medrash darshinon, says the Mizrahi in an important comment. Whenever we can darshan, you're able to darshan. If you can stick in it, obviously not us, Rabbi Yisai, and not anyone in our door, but we're talking about Chazal. Wherever, these are the rules of darshaning psukim. Wherever you can stick in a drasha, you have the right to stick it in. If it can fit, there's an abnormality, anything, kefil l'shoynis, kri, ksiv, whatever you want to darshan and you find a Pesach to darshan it, the rule is of darshaning psukim kohecha de'ika le'medrash darshinan. Wherever you want to darshan a pasuk, you can darshan a pasuk, that's fine. Hachi nami afal pi shederek haloshen kain, even though lech lecha, you're right, says the Mizrahi to the Ramban. You're right, that's the way the Torah speaks. Nonetheless, hecha de'ika le'medrash darshinan. Wherever you can darshan a pasuk, you have the right to stick in the drasha. We have the right to do that. But there is a limitation to that. When can you not darshan a pasuk, even though you could stup it in? When can, it's okay for the shyness, mikra, mix, mikra, you know, kri, ksiv, mikra, mesayres, whatever you want, stick it in, stick it in. But there's a limitation. And that limitation is, you cannot contradict pshuto shel mikra. The simple taich of the pasuk, the simple interpretation of the pasuk. Why? Because the Gemara says Masech Shabbos over here, Samach Gimel Medalev. Look over here, Ois Dalev, Rabbi say. Omer Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, Kad Havina Bar Timnei Sare Shonin. How old was he? He said, until I was 18 years old. Let's assume he was learning in yeshivas all that time. I don't remember thinking and hearing otherwise. So Kad Havina Bar Timnei Sare Shonin. He's saying this for emphasis. I learned all of Shas. I did not know this until now that Ein Mikra Yaitzim Bidei Pshutai. The Chassam Sofer writes, you will not hear this in Intro to Bible, the Chassam Sofer writes in his Parish and Chumash and Parashas B'Shalach that you see from here, how are you supposed to teach children? He learned Gantz Shas. And he didn't know, A, that psukim are supposed to be interpreted literally. How did he think psukim are supposed to be interpreted? Based on Chazal. Only through the lens of Chazal. When he got much older, they introduced him to the scary concept of pshuto shel mikra. That was a new field for him.
But how did they introduce him to Chumash? They introduced him to Chumash with Chazal. That, says the Chassam Sofer, you see from here, is there should be the educational philosophy that we have, which is sometimes we find people, to take the second. First, Pshuto Shel Mikra, that's Torah Shebichtav, Ruah. Then Chazal. No. First, you learn the Pasuk. Don't say, learn the Pasuk without Rashi. Then learn Rashi. No. You learn the Pasuk with Rashi. When you're older and more mature, you can begin to suggest to analyze the Pasuk without Rashi. How it would have been interpreted not through the lens, Pshuto Shel Mikra. But, says it, so therefore, says Rav Kahana, when he was 18 years old, though, he found this out. Ein Mikra Yoytzim Yidei Pshutoi. Okay? So a Pasuk never comes out, or is never taken out, of its literal interpretation. That is also a fair way of understanding the Pasuk. The Ramban says, don't take this too far. I believe Rav Shechter mentioned this in his opening Sichas Musar. I thought it was a Marat Malkum for Sichas Musar. But the Ramban writes in his Sefer HaMitzvah Sherish Beis, that doesn't mean Ein HaMikra Ela Pshutai. It doesn't mean that all there is Pshuto Shel Mikra. It means that this is a fair, legitimate level of interpretation. And it cannot be negated. Ein hamikre yoytzim yidei pshuto. You cannot take the pasuk out of its literal interpretation. Doesn't mean all there is the literal interpretation. There's more there, but the literal interpretation must remain intact. The Ramban is commenting on the Rambam. The Rambam, if you are familiar with, in his minyan hamitzvahs, in his counting of the tayyad mitzvahs, only counts mitzvahs that appear explicitly in the Chumash. If Chazal darshened out of a pasuk an additional mitzvah, the Rambam does not give in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Even though they use Yugimu Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bahem, even if it's a Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai, unless it's state in Chumash, the Rambam does not count it. So says the Ramban in Sheirish Beis, in the second rule of the Rambam in counting mitzvahs in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, why not? It doesn't mean Ein HaMikra Ela Pshuto. Pshuto Shel Mikra is not the only thing. The Ramban says there's many levels of interpretation of the Pasuk. All equally valid. Chazal is just as equally valid. The Chassam Sofer says that's how you should begin educating children. But all equally valid to the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Just the Gemara means you cannot darsh in a Pasuk Ein HaMikra Yoytzim Yidei Pshutoi. You cannot darsh in a Pasuk that contradicts the Pshuto Shel Mikra. The Pshuto Shel Mikra must remain intact. Okay, Rabbi Sain? So says the Mizrahi, you want to darshan all your psukim, you can do that, have a good time. But you cannot take a pasuk, contradict the Pshuto Shel Mikra. There are, perhaps, two examples where we do this. The pasuk's not understood literally. The Minchas Chinuch writes, yeah? Yeah, excellent. Minchas Chinuch writes, Parshas Kedoshim, Lifnei Iver Laisitein Michsho is not understood literally. If you actually put a stumbling block in front of a blind man, you'll be over from Nezek. You'll be out of my mazik. Lifnei Iver, Laisite Michel, if I figuratively put a stumbling block in front of a person, a blind man, doesn't literally mean you have to be blind. It means you are unaware of a certain issue and I give you bad advice. Or I lure you into violating an Avera. Or assist you in violating an Avera. Where you couldn't have done it alone. That's Lifnei Iver, Laisite Michel. Actually putting a stumbling block in front of a blind man is like hitting him with a stick. That's an Adam HaMazik, which is a separate pasuk. What the source for Adam HaMazik is, there's no pasuk in Chumash for Adam HaMazik. Baba Kama will discuss that. But some say it's this pasuk, Lifnei Iver Laisitein Michshol. But it's not, putting a stumbling block is not, for the most part, Lifnei Iver Laisitein Michshol. No. We took this pasuk out of the literal interpretation. Others say it would be included in Lifnei Iver Laisitei Michshol. It's a Minchas Chinuch suggestion. There's a Yad Ramah, but if you're into these type of things, Yad Ramah, Bobo Basar, Chof Beis, Mabeis, says it is Lifnei Iver Laisitei Michshol to put a stumbling block in front of a blind man. And it's a big Dimesha. Chachma discusses this on Chumash. Would it be? Wouldn't it be? But it's potential one case. Oh, there's another one, even more obvious. The pasuk says in Parashas Mishpatim, if you injure someone else, you pay Ayin tachas ayin, an eye for an eye. That's not literal. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, pay gimel medbeis, it means to pay. It's not that you actually do an eye for an eye. So, Rav Soloveitchik explains in the name of Rav Chaim, it's quoted, Rav Shechter quotes in the Nefesh HaRav, that there is a category that once in a while you have
that Chazal reinterpreted what is Pshuto Shel Mikra. Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he received the pasuk of Ayin Tachas Ayin, it was never understood literally, absolutely. Meaning, absolutely, literally, no. The literal interpretation of Ayin Tachas Ayin is to pay. If you interpret it, an eye for an eye, said Reb Chaim, then you're mighty a pasuk midei halacha. You're interpreting the pasuk wrong. It is never, it is not an eye for an eye. That's the wrong taich in the pasuk. That's not even a pshuta shel mikra. Sometimes he says you have pshuta shel mikra that's interpreted from what he calls perushim hamakubalim mimayish rabbeinu. It's not to be understood absolutely literally. And his example is this pasuk, ayin tachas ayin. So that's why he says you should only teach the children what is in unklus. Unklus includes all the perushim hamakubalim mimayish rabbeinu. And if you do, according to the actual pshuta shel mikra, ignoring unklus, an eye for an eye, then he says, then you're it's not true. I mean, it's absolutely not Torah. It'd be megal upon him by Torah shelo kalocha. It's wrong. The Prime said all there is in the pasuk of ayin tachas ayin is to pay. Eye for an eye was never the pshuto shel mikra at all. Okay, fine. We have to figure it out terutim. But based for the most part, the Gemara says ein hamikra yaitz midei pshuto. You cannot take a pasuk out of its literal interpretation. For that reason, we find a fascinating phenomenon. And that is, whenever we darshan a pasuk in a way that reinterprets Pshuta Shel Mikra, I'm not talking about those special examples of Perushim Mekubalim and Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm talking about if Chazal darshan a pasuk, clearly a drasha, clearly Torah Sheba'al Peh, but it reinterprets a pasuk in Torah Shebichsav, there's usually an inyan to fulfill the pasuk al pi Pshutai. Because Pshuto Shel Mikra still exists. You cannot contradict Pshuto Shel Mikra. For example, Torah says, eat matzah. If I told you, eat matzah, do you have to eat it all at once? Or can you eat it in a 5-minute span? 2-minute span. You would have to say what? What would you say? Pshuto Shel Mikra, everybody say. Let's be honest with ourselves. Eat matzah. Kizai is a matzah. How quickly? Right away. That's it. One gulp. Ah, we have a halacha l'maishim misinai, appears in Masechtas Nazir, called Kedei Achilas Pras. The amount of time that it takes to consume half a loaf, that's how much time you have to eat your kezayis of matzah. Okay? You have that much time to eat your kezayis of matzah. Write the Magen Avraham. Don't tell anybody I told you this. Write the Magen Avraham. Simen Tov Ayin Eisef Katan Dawid. Darkei Moshe betrumas hadeshen simin kuf lamites. Dawid remembers the Darkei Moshe. That's the Ramos commentary on the tour. And the trumas hadeshen from the end of the period of the Rishayim kosev the tzarech lecho kezayis biyachad v'livloya. You got to chew it up, put it all in your mouth, and swallow it at once. And if you use a chazanish shear for matzah, you already put it in the speed dial, right? This happens. Rabbi said, I'm not joking with you. Mikan Mucha. The ain livloya hazai shomatza ma'at ma'at. You can't eat it back like this, jumping away. No, you gotta gird yourself and you practice. I don't know how you practice these things, but swallow it all at once. Not lomaisa, Rabbi said. Okay? If you haven't been able to tell, I'm not endorsing this. It's dangerous. But that's what it says in the Magen Avraham. My real cause of the yochel leachol ma'at ma'at uvachol yishav berachilas uyoyz mekdei achilas pras aval besivav mashma davka b'diyevet yotza. From the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma only b'diyevet can you eat it slowly. As long as you don't wait more than kedei achilas pras, the time it takes to consume half a loaf. Aval chachilot tzorech leachol b'yachad. You have to eat it all the chachilot. Why? What a crazy chumrah. Why? Says it, see Pesach Frank in the Mikroi Kodesh, that's his commentary on the Mo'adim. And Pesach, because the Pshuto Shel Mikra is the Basachas. We have a Lachal Ma'ishim Yisinai Kedei Achilas Pras, but Pshuto Shel Mikra is all at once. There's always an inyan to fulfill the Pshuto Shel Mikra, even when Chazal dash and very legitimately to tone it down a little bit. Pshuto Shel Mikra is always intact. You can't take it away. And there's actually an inyan to lechatchila do like that. Or another example. is the Gemara in Yevamis. The Gemara says, Mesechtes Yevamis, with regards to Chalitza, and Daf Kuf Gimel Mebeis, Tana Rabbanon. Na aloi, the Pasuk says, V'chaltza na aloi. Pasuk in Parashas Kiseitse. It's been a while, a few weeks, a week, a few days, a few days. Pasuk says, V'chaltza na aloi, you should take off his shoe. Whose shoe does it have to be? His. Who does it have to belong to? The Beis Din? No, it's got to belong to him. Which is interesting, because a Chalitza shoe, if you've ever seen one, is a very intricate, not everybody has one in their closet. It's a special contraption over there. So, but it has to belong to him. Says Gemara, Eli na aloi. I only know if it's his now. Now shall call other minayin. How do I know? Even if it belongs to the Beis Din, Talmud Loimer, now. The pasuk says, "V'yanikra Shemoi b'Yisrael base chalutz hanal." Next pasuk in Parashas Kiseitse. So it doesn't say na aloi. Says the Gemara, "Now mikol makom, anybody's shoe." Okay. Pasuk says na aloi his shoe. Says the Gemara, but it says now next pasuk, so it doesn't have to belong to him. Who could it belong to? Even the Beis Din. Why does it say na aloi? Says the Gemara, it's got to fit him. Can't be too big. Can't be too small. Etc. Etc. Okay. But, says the Gemara, it doesn't have to belong to him. Write the Ritva on that Gemara in Yevamis, l'chadchila, it should belong to him. Why? Why? Says Otzi Pesach Frank, because that's the Pshutel Shamikra. Na'aloi is his now. So even though we dash him very legitimately from the now that comes in the following Pasuk, that doesn't have to belong to him, there's an inyan to be Mekayim, the Pshutel Shamikra. You understand? Yeah.
And when does one differentiate, though? I don't understand. If there's an Indian to do the Pshut to the Mikra, the Chatchila, to eat the whole matzah at once, or to do the correct Na'al.
If you're going to die by eating the whole matzah at once, not worth it.
Other cases, though, when is it?
Yes.
When do you take
the Chatchila, you should do it. We don't seem to accept this Lamaisa, but you find this Indian out there. That's also a Shita that we don't have time to get into. There's a Shita Saga'inim. That every Zava, which is all of our women who become Tamei Nida, can't just go in a mikvah, they need Mayim Chayim, real spring water. They have to go to be Tevel in a spring. Where do you get that from? Even though Chazal don't adopt that, that sounds to be the Pshuto Shel Mikra. So again, we don't recommend that our Nidas go and find a natural spring to be Tevel in, but I hear the Inyan, it probably comes from this idea.
Don't carrots believe in...
Yeah, that Pshuto Shel Mikra, which implies that you have to go be Tevel in a spring, not in a... in rainwater collected in a natural pit. Okay? But, again, I'm just showing you the Inyan is out there. We don't seem to paskin like this. I wouldn't recommend it by the matzah, even though the Magen Avraham has it. It's clearly not the Minhag HaOlam. But what I'm trying to show you is the concept exists. Why does it exist? Because even though we're going to darshan psukim, what has to remain intact? Pshuto shel mikra. Ein hamikra yoytze midei pshuto. There's other levels of interpretation equally valid. It's not ein hamikra ela pshutai. But the Pshuta Shel Mikra must remain intact. Yes?
This is all assuming that there is a pshat to the pasuk of the word. In our case, there is no pshat. There's two ways of the pshat itself. Like, it's only
excellent. Slow. 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 Okay, Rabbi Zain, now we understand each other. The Mizrahi, you're making excellent point. I'll get to one second. I can't let you steal my thunder. The Mizrahi... I got it. You're protecting my turf over here. The Mizrahi, no, but you're fantastic point. Mizrahi says like this, okay? Taisa said, whenever there's no contradiction, that's all the psukim you want. The kefil and shinis, mikra, mesiris, no problem. Once there's contradictions, you got to pick a team. Mikra, mesiris, or dibur tarok, shayim b'nei adam, leidim b'tarok, shayim b'nei adam. Now all of a sudden we're restricted. When it contradicts the pshuto shel mikra, says the Mizrahi, when you can dash whatever you want, as long as you don't contradict pshuto shel mikra. That's by the kefil and shinis. So let's say, you are dashing have tavitenu, double lashon. So says of Shimon, that's fine, dashing all you want, aser to aser. But you can't contradict day machzero, which sounds like he's missing something. This guy's not missing anything, go get your own job. So you can't dash in a double lashon to contradict the pshuto shel mikra. Why then is there a double lashon? He forced him to back me into a corner. He says, dibur tarok kol shayim b'nei adam. So I believe what Rav Shimon is telling us is Rav Shimon is telling us that the drosha from a kefil lashon, the machleik is about whether dibur tarok kol shayim b'nei adam is the following. When we have a drosha from a double language, there's a double language in the pasuk.
Is the drasha from the double language now the pshuto shel mikra? Or is the pshuto shel mikra, no, two times the Torah says things, that's for emphasis. You have a drasha to stupin, gegezun to hate, stupin your drasha. But you can't contradict the pshuto shel mikra, because what is pshuto shel mikra for Rav Shimon? Have tabitenu, emphasis. Dibre Torah, kol shoy b'nei adam. That's pshuto shel mikra. And therefore, you can't dash, you can't dash an aser taser. You have a drasha, maisa dogon, maisa behema. Link the two. Great. Have tabitenu, you can't dash to lend a guy who could get his own job. That contradicts de machzero. And you can't contradict the pshuto shel mikra. And the drasha from the kefal lashon is not pshuto shel mikra. What is pshuto shel mikra? Have tabitenu. Just for emphasis, that's it. Lend him. But you can't, you don't have to lend him if he had to go get his own job. The one who holds, the Torah does not speak in double lashonis. Every time it does it, you must darshan. Will say, what is pshuto shel mikra? Pshuto shel mikra is not point of emphasis. What is pshuto shel mikra? The drasha. So I can even make a drasha that you have to give a loan to a guy who could go get his own job, even though it contradicts de machzero, that I have to give him what he's missing materially. Here he's not missing anything. I don't care. The drasha from the kefal lashon is the pshuto shel mikra. Why else does the Torah say it twice? And don't tell me, because it's emphasis, this one doesn't hold the b'Torah kol shoyin b'nei adam. So the machlek is about whether dibra Torah kol shoyin b'nei adam or not, is the Torah say things twice just for emphasis, is on the plane of pshuto shel mikra. The one who holds yes holds that's the pshuto shel mikra. If you can shtup in another drasha without contradicting pshuto shel mikra, great. That's of Shimon. The other ones who hold loy dibra Torah kol shoyin b'nei adam hold no. The drasha from the kefal lashon becomes pshuto shel mikra, because why else does the Torah say it twice? And this one holds the Torah does not speak the way we speak, just for emphasis. No. So if it says Have Tavitenu, it's you must darshan. You're impelled, compelled to darshan. So whatever you darshan will become Pshuto Shel Mikra. Why else does the Torah say it twice? Follow Rabbi Yisrael? That's the pshat that Mizrahi offers. Okay? Darshan whatever you want, but you cannot contradict Pshuto Shel Mikra. What is Pshuto Shel Mikra? Point of emphasis. So you can't darshan over here, double loshan, which is a drasha, a lower level drasha, to contradict Dei Masero. I believe that's the same issue here with regard to Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMesayrus. The Machlokes is, what's Pshuto Shel Mikra? Everyone agrees both avenues are valid ways of darshaning psukim. You want to darshan the Kri, darshan the Kri. You want to darshan the Ksiv, darshan the Ksiv. They're both Emes LaMito Shel Torah. Mefetz or Bahir. They introduce the light of Torah into this world. Both claims are important. But when they contradict one another, now we're forced into a corner. Not which one is right and which one is wrong. Which one is Pshuto Shel Mikra? Is Pshuto Shel Mikra Yarshi'un 2? Or is Pshuto Shel Mikra the way it's written? Yesh Eim LeMikra, and that's the way it's written, which is Yarshi'in, which is only one. Or no, it's Yesh Eim LeMesayrus. The Pshuto Shel Mikra is the way it's pronounced. That's Yarshi'un. No, I'm sorry, I said it backwards. Yesh Eim LeMikra. Oh my gosh, the whole time I said it backwards. Yesh Eim LeMikra is the way that it's pronounced, no?
Yeah.
The whole time I was saying it backwards?
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me know. I know we're in this together now. Yesh Eim LeMikra is the way that it's pronounced. I don't know, it's just dawned on me. Yesh Eim LeMesayrus is the way that it's written. Right. The way that we have the Mesayrus of writing it in the Torah, or no? Yesh Eim LeMikra, the way it's pronounced. So Rabbi Kiva says, you go base, the Pshuto Shel Mikra is the way that it's, I'm sorry if I confuse you, the way that it's pronounced.
We
huh?
We just thought we were wrong.
No, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
No, Yesh Eim LeMikra is the way that it's pronounced. So Rabbi Kiva darshins Yarshi'un two times, Yesh Eim LeMikra, the way that it's pronounced. Because that's Pshuto Shel Mikra. Again, but you're only, there's only when, Taisa says, there's only when they contradict one another, because I have to pick one. You can dodge whatever psukim you want. They don't contradict each other. Lechem ani, lechem ani, poor man's bread, bread of conversation. That's fine. Do whatever you want. When they contradict each other, you can only dodge them psukim, kohecha the ikal, the medras, darshinon. Wherever you can dodge, and you have the right to dodge them, you can't override Pshuto Shel Mikra. You can't negate it. So now we have to pick a team, not pick a team which is right and which is wrong, pick a team which is considered Pshuto Shel Mikra and which is not Pshuto Shel Mikra. Okay, Rabbi Sain? I think that perhaps the Pshan Machlekes. I wanted to discuss one last kasha that Taisus asks over here in the bottom of the Amud. One of the examples that the Gemara gives
about this machlokes yesh em lemikra yesh em lemesiris and its collection of tanoim who subscribe to the position that yesh em lemikra. Oh yeah, I can't believe it. Rabbi, okay, yesh em lemikra. Is Rabbi Kiva says minayin over here at the four lines from the bottom. The sign Rabbi Kiva Omer minayin leravias dam sheyotzim ishnei meisim. How do we know that if you have a revias of blood that comes out of two meisim shemitami b'ayo, that the two revias, the two half a reviasin are mitzarev to be mitami b'ayo? In order for blood from a dead person, first of all, Rabbi, the blood from a dead person is mitami b'ayo. A dead man is mitami if you touch him, you become tamei meis. If you carry him as a burden, even though I don't touch him, let's say he's on my back, but he's not, I have my suit in between, I still tamei meis. Or if we're in the same room together. Ayo comes in a few varieties, though. Let's say we're outside, and I lean over the guy. I'm tamei ayo, because I became an ayo over the guy. Or let's say the guy is floating over me in an airplane. So now I'm tamei meis, because he floated over me. Or, if we're in the same room together, comes in a few varieties. We're in an ayo together, so the tumah spreads throughout the room, and I become tamei meis. Not only is a meis mitamei b'ayo, but so too is a revias dam min hameis. Not if you give blood over here in the blood drive. That's dam min achai. Dam min hameis is mitamei. What if you have blood from two meisim, but the shia for tumah is a revias? All shiur and a halacha l'maishim isinai. So the shia, just like kiddush, the shia for blood from a tamei meis is a revias. Shematami boyo. How do I know if I take from two different mace and put them in the oil together? That they're matami boyo. Shenema or kol nafshois mace lo yavoi. That you should not come in contact with nafshois mace. The mikre is the nafshois mace, is plural. Lo yavoi shtei nafshois v'shir echad. One shir, even two people, two mace and two cadavers, can be mitzare for a shir revias. V'rabbanan disagree. They said, no, it has to be from one mace. Nafshas ksiv. The Messiah of the way that it's written is one. Okay. Another example, you see Rabbi Kiva Darshan Yesh Eim LeMikra, he gives preference. Whenever there's a contradiction, here there is a contradiction. Is it one mace or only two or even two? Rabbi Kiva follows the Yesh Eim LeMikra the way that it is pronounced, which is Nafshois Mace Loyama. Okay. So Rabbi said, how do you know two blood from two different mason is mitztarif in an oil? If I have, let's say, two beakers over here of blood from a cadaver, another one, two, and in each one there's less than 3.4 ounces of revias, and then put them over here on the table, they both be mitztarif to be mitame tumas mace, and the room will now become tame mace, whatever. Kain cannot come in, or whoever is in here becomes now tame mace. How do you know that that's the case? Nafshois ksiv. Is it learned out of Xeris HaKosev? Yes. What's the Xeris HaKosev? I'll call Nafshois Meis Loyavoi. Even two Meis. Frak Taisus Akasha, first line. Minayin L'Revias Dam, says Taisus. Tema. Lamali Krola Hachi. Mai Shna Mishnei Chatzai Zaysim Ibeis Meisim Shemitame. Why do we need a Pasuk? Two Kizaisim Min Ameis. What's a Kizais Min Ameis? Flesh. From a mace is mitame also, not only a whole body. There are different parts of the mace and mitame. If you have a full skeleton, or even a rive minion, rive binion of the bones of a body will be mitame. A whole head will be mitame. Aver min a mace, a whole finger chopped off from a mace is mitame b'oil. Different parts of the mace and mitame b'oil. Also, kizayis min a mace, flesh. Flesh from a mace that's a shear of a kezias mitame b'oil, just like a full cadaver. But there, when it comes to two halves of a kezias from a mace, we don't need a pasuk. That's just pashut. Two kezias in a mace, mitame b'oil, they join up. I don't need a pasuk. Ask Tosfos Hakam over here by the blood. I need a pasuk. I'll call nafshois mace lo yavoi. When it comes to two kezias in a mace, I don't need a pasuk. That's Tosfos' question. And he works on this question. Taisus in Yuma, on that pay off, and that Alpha has a similar question. He asks, why do the Rabbanon disagree over here and say it's not Mitztarif? Look at the Tosefta I gave you over here, Oiz Zion. Kezais min ha-meis, mishnei meisim, mitztarifim zeh mzeh. Everyone agrees. Two halves of a kezais, of two different meisim. Basa min ha-meis, a mitztarif. You have half a kezais from Harry, half a kazayas from Fred, aleihem hashalom, and they're in the same room together, will be mitzdaif. Kuli yam aloi pligi ein kan machlekes. How come when it comes to blood, all of a sudden we have a machlekes? All of a sudden we need exeris hakosov to bring together to the blood from Harry and the blood from Fred. When we're talking about their flesh, they were mitzdaif to be mitametumas meis, no problem, no exeris hakosov necessary, everyone agrees. All of a sudden, when it comes to the blood, we need exeris hakosov, there's a machlekes, blah, blah, blah. Why are they two? Why are they different? Why is the blood of two mason different than the flesh of two different mason? Interesting kasha. Very similar to our Tosis kasha. Tosis says, "And you must not pay off from it all." So the Stipler has a piece in Masech Sanhedrin, Simon Dawid, where he shows that the Rambam already was sensitive to this in his Parashah Mishnayos and Masech Aholis. And he seems to give some sort of distinction, which we'll try and understand. Writes the Rambam over here, Oisches. Hinei lo nechaku Rabbi Kiva v'chachamim b'kezayis basar. When it comes to kezayis basar, no one disagreed. Mi beis mason. Everyone holds umodim chachamim sheim temei and the honey. Everyone agrees that they're mitzdarif. It's only by the blood. Or the other parts of a mace, maybe an aver min a mace. Maybe the bones of a mace. There's a machlekes if two mason can join up to create a shear for tumah, but not kezayis min hamace, not basar min hamace. Why not? What's the difference? Says the Rambam. The hani shetzrichen shiura begodol hakamus mitzdarif gami beis mason. Whenever you need a shear that is a quantitative shear. Kamus. Echus is qualitative. Kamus is quantitative. Says the Rambam, whenever it's a shear that is quantitative, so you can be mitzdar from two different mason. Avo aver, but a limb. Vishedra, or a spine. Vigugoles, or a skull. Chashivuson ve'echuson. That is only when they are all together from one mace. Because that is qualitatively, you need them all to be together. It's not a quantitative shear, that's a qualitative shear. Without the entire aver there, you have garnished. Half an aver is not half an aver. Half an aver is nothing. Half a kezayis min hamace, oh, that's half a kezayis min hamace. Just you're missing the proper quantity. So take another kezayis, half a kezayis from another mace, boom, you created tumas mace. When it comes to dam, when it comes to aver min hamace, when it comes to the bones of a mace, that's a shear. You require revius dam, you require, let's say, the full spine. That's because without that, you have nothing. It's not that without that, you're just missing quantity. No, without that, you have nothing. In other words, to explain it slightly differently, in other words, a kezayis basar min hamace, even if it's half a kezayis, is a mace. That is the dead guy. That's him. Just you're missing the proper amount. So take another bit of a dead guy, put it all together, and we now have the proper quantity to trigger a tumas mace. But even half a kezias is the dead guy. Can create tumas oil, just you don't have the proper shear. Add another half a kezias, boom, you have a proper shear, you can create, trigger tumas mace. Half a revius of dam, half a shedra, half a skull is garnished. That's not Fred. That's not Harry. That's not the mace. That's not the guy. If you have a whole skull, a whole skeleton, I have a whole revius of dam from Harry. Oh, now, that's a mace. That's a mace. So Abanan say, that's Matamei Tomas mace. Half Harry, half Fred is garnished. They're abundant, say they're not mitzdarif. Half a kezias of each are mitzdarif. This is Fred. This is Harry. This is the mace. I don't know why I picked them. But this is the mace. It's not like people are on a mic or something. This is the mace. So the two can come together and be mitzdarif. Just you're missing the proper shear. But they are the mace inherently in half a kezias. When it comes to the revius, you only have the mace at the proper shear. If you don't have the problem, so therefore the Rabbanim holds, you can't hold it, can't be mitzdarif from two mason. And even Rabbi Kiva that holds that you can, you need exeris hakosov for it. Why? Because it's really nothing when it's half a revius.
It's only when they join up they become something. So he holds this Xeris HaKosav, half thread, half Harry of blood, can create, you know, a hybrid mace. That's Xeris HaKosav. But two half a Kazasim, everyone agrees to. And you don't need Xeris HaKosav for that. Because half a Kazasim of Harry, half a Kazasim of Fred, that's the mace. Just you're missing the proper shear. Put it together, you know, no problem. Yes.
I don't understand what the kazayas of a mace is exactly.
Flesh.
It's just the skin and muscle and...
Muscle tissue is probably flesh. What you eat for chicken.
But the half of a spine, that could include...
That's a bone. No flesh. If there's flesh on it, the kazayas basar, they have kazayas basar.
I feel like...
I'm not a biology major, I don't understand these things, but I know how to eat a hamburger, so I know that there is flesh, I know that there is flesh there somewhere, so whatever that is, wherever it comes from, we all know what it is. I don't see a vegetarian here, we all know what it is, that's it, yes.
I don't get the difference between the raviyas of blood and the kazayas of flesh, they're both quantitative, right?
No. Kazayas basa, I'm not deciding it on my own. I'm not telling you, I don't know why it should be so, but a kazayas basa is the mace. Even less than a kazayas is the mace. That is the guy. That's him, his flesh. Blood, no. Blood is representative. If you have a revius, okay, this looks like a mace now. This is a crime scene. Less than that, it's a bloody nose. Yeah, I don't know what it is. So it doesn't represent the mace. You find this. Over here, look in the Sifrei Zuta. Look at the Sifrei Zuta is one of the Midrashim, a little bit more obscure on Parashas Chukas. The pasuk says, "Zayis haTorah Adam ki yomos biyoyo." This is the Torah of a person who dies in a tent. Im loyma Adam praklin aveilo. Why does it say Adam? If it's coming to exclude an animal, well, we know that already. Animal is not tamed matami biyoyo. What is it coming to exclude? Hamani Mekayim Adam, says the Sifrei at the end of the first line, L'rabbis Dover Akash Shematame Kamei Shalim, to include something else that's Matame like a mace. It is not a mace, but like a mace. What is that? Mani Marbe Hashidre V'Agugoles V'Chatzi Loik Dam. If you have the proper amount of blood, it's Machlegas Chatzi Loik Revius. You have the proper amount of dam, Chatzi Kavat Samar, is a certain volume of bones, Avermin Amace, Avermin Achai. Eva Menachai is also Metami to Masmeis, you should know. Eva Menachai, Shidra, Gogolas, all these things, a spine, a skull, skeleton, all these things are Metame like a mace. Guess what's missing from this list? What? Kazayas Basar. Why isn't it here? The answer could be, that is the mace. Dos haste the mace. That's the mace. Kazayas Basar is Fred. That's him. That's the same as the cadaver. These other things are representative. So you have to have a proper shear. Otherwise, you don't have anything. Kazayas Basar, even less than a Kazayas. Thus, haste the mace. That's the mace. Even less than a Kazayas will be significant. So if you join up two, Fred and Harry, half a Kazayas, you have something already. Because each one is a Chosh of Azach in and of itself. And I don't need Xeris HaKosav. Everyone will agree to it. The other ones are representative. So the question is, can you really have half Fred and half Harry? It represents neither one. It's like you have two grandparents, Avram Shimon. So people want to name the child after both grandparents. So what do they name the child? It's an easy one, single. You know, this is a home run. Avram Shimon. Good, isn't they? That's neither grandparent. We don't tell people that. The Avram is Avram. Avram Shimon is the new name. That's why they changed the guy's name. He was sick. He had Raphael. Raphael becomes a new Raphael. Avram is a different name than Avram and Raphael. So over here too, you have half a Kazayas, half a Chatzi Kazayas, or half a Revius Dam, half a Revius Dam, that's Harry, Fred. You join them up, that's neither. So Rabban and Hold, that's not Mitztarif. It's not Avram, it's not Shimon, it's no grandparent. We don't tell people that because it keeps people happy. But Lamaisa, it's neither one. So that, Rabban and Hold, no, and even Rabbi Kiva needs Xeris HaKosav. This could be the yeesh of last thing for the day between the Rambam, two different Rambams, one right after the other. The Rambam writes, "Kol mitamim ba'oil shenechleku v'chnisim b'soich habayis ha'oil mitzarafan u'mitamim ba'oil." If I have two revius of blood, how do I join up these two half a revius? Let's say, how do I join them up? What do I do? Where do I put them that joins them in the same bowl? Well, you put them in the same bowl. But says the Rambam, even if I put them in the same room, the room is mitzaref them together to become one revius. Okay. What if I am leaning over one and the other one is on top of me? Someone's holding a bowl
with blood on top of me, Fred. Harry, half a revius is below. They're not, I'm outside over here in this, whatever the heck this is, a little park over here. And I'm outside. So I am being mahil on both half revius in, but they're not together in the same room. What do you say? Look at the Rambam. They have to both be komatamim ba'el shenachlekul. They were just split up. Hechnisam b'sorek habayis. You put them in the house. Ha'oil u'mitzarfun u'mitamim ba'el. What brings them together is they're in the oil together. If I'm leaning over this, this is red. Harry's on top and I'm outside. Even though I am being mahil on this one, this one's being mahil on me. They're not in the same room to be joined up together. No. Yet the Rambam writes, Perek Dal Alocha Yud Dalet. Tumas meis, hanogea bekishnei chatzoi zaysim. A person's touching two half a zaysim of basar min ameis. Oshe nosachas shnei chatzoi zaysim of basachas. Oshe heil al shnei chatzoi zaysim. There's no tent here at all. No tent. I'm leaning over both. Oshe heil al chatzi zays v'chatzi zays achim ma'ale alav. I'm leaning over half a zays. Half a zays is leaning over me. Guess what? You are tamei. Ask the Kesef of Mishnah, but they're not in the same house. How come over here your tummy? I'm being mild on half his eyes. Half his eyes is being mild on me. What joins them up together? Revius of Dam, he wouldn't be tummy. So I heard in the name of David Soloveitchik, he said this is the pshat. Why? Meaning Chatzi's eyes is different. Chatzi's eyes is a chash of his daf. That's the mace. It's inherent. Just you need a proper shear. So I can bring together the proper shear. If I'm being, again, I'm not in the room. I'm outside. I'm being mile on half. Half is being mile on me. I can bring them all together and generate a Tumas mace. But Revius Dam is nothing in and of itself. It's just because it represents Harry. It, you know, like represents Fred. But you have to have something that brings them together so I can get the picture. You know what I mean? I have a drop of blood over there, a drop of blood over here. That's garnished. I don't see the crime scene. It's only when they're right here in the same room, now I start to get the picture that there was a dead guy here. But half by itself is nothing. Half a spine by itself is nothing. So I believe that this might be Nogea Lamaisa, where you'll say, where is this Nogea Lamaisa? So there's a Tshuva Sefer called the Lev Aryeh. Lev Aryeh was dying Grosnas from London. So in Chelek Beis, Simen Ches, he discusses, can a Kayin, I don't know how he got through medical school, but a Kayin who's a scientist, can he be in the same room, or can he operate, analyze, let's say he's a forensics guy, can he analyze a half a zayas from a mace? Is he allowed to handle it? Or does half a zayas from a mace require kvura? Interesting shilas. So he claims that half a zayas from a mace, half an aver min ha-meis. Kain can handle all these things. It's not it doesn't generate a tumas meis. So Kain can handle all of these things, and it's not a problem of tumas kaihanim. It doesn't require kfura. Then he asked, though, what about chatzi shir asa min ha-taira? Not only can you not drink a whole cup of water on Yom Kippur, you can't take a sip either. Chatzi shir is asa min ha-taira. He says, what about chatzi shir? He says, nah, chatzi shir of a meis is nothing. It's not a meis just missing the shir. You drink on Yom Kippur, you drank. Just you didn't drink the shear, so we can't punish you. But you drank enough. That's asa too. You eat a drop of a cheeseburger, that's bad. Even though you didn't eat a kazayas, we can't give you malchus for it. But you didn't do a good thing. When it comes to half a kazayas, man, I'm amazed. Half the neck of kazayas is a garnish. So I think no, it depends. If it's a revius of blood, I agree. It could be a blood analyst. But if it's kezayis basar is something choshev. That's the mace. Just you're missing the shear. That's the same as eating drinking a drop on Yom Kippur. That's the same as eating one bite of a cheeseburger. It's a chatzi kezayis. You say chatzi shear asam in atayra for the kayin, and it'd probably be required to require kfura. Okay, shkayach.